Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, we are doing our 2018 positional preview for this team leading up, of course, until training camp, which starts July 25th. Today, we're talking about the running backs on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, we've talked so much about the Le'Veon Bell and Le'Veon Bell contract situation that I think today it'll be refreshing to talk about the other running backs on the roster besides Le'Veon Bell. Of course, Le'Veon Bell, not technically a Pittsburgh Steeler at this point, but I will include him in this preview because he has that franchise tag on him. He will be a Steeler in some way, shape, or form this season. Not a whole lot of Steelers news and notes to talk about. Again, as I said yesterday, this is really the dry season when it comes to NFL news. A lot of people are on vacation. A lot of the important people are on vacation at this point, including Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, and a lot of the front office staff. So just not a whole lot going on with the Steelers. There is some news out of the NFL today as some suspensions came down, or at least not just came down, but we also got word that Julian Edelman's suspension, the New England Patriots wide receiver who was coming back from a knee injury, his four-game suspension has been upheld, so he will miss the first four games of the 2018 season for the New England Patriots. And look, that's not going to mean a lot for the Pittsburgh Steelers in that the Steelers are still going to have to face Julian Edelman. They don't play until week 15, but we talked about the schedule and how difficult the Steelers' schedule is, certainly down the stretch. If the Steelers could lose four or five games this year, which is going to mean that if they want to still get that home field advantage, they're going to need to not only beat the New England Patriots, but hope the Patriots lose, you know, let's say three more games besides that. So, you know, obviously Edelman's suspension, I should say, helps that. Reuben Foster suspended two games. Packers running back Aaron Jones was suspended two games. A lot of suspensions came down today. I think even an offensive lineman on the Rams was suspended for two games today. So a lot of suspensions coming down in the National Football League today. What we did not hear, what we still have not heard, is what is happening with Martavis Bryant and that potential suspension that we heard about a couple weeks back. We still have no word, either in the, you know, yes or no, right? I mean, there's been no word about Martavis Bryant's suspension, and maybe that's good news, and hopefully that is good for him, because I would like to see him continue trying to resurrect a career that looked so promising a couple seasons ago. And let's get right to our running back preview for the 2018 season. I got to say, I'm very impressed with the roster construction that the Steelers have had in 2018 at running back. You know, it's not something we consider a lot. I think we just take Le'Veon Bell for granted a lot of the time when it comes to the Steelers running back at this point. Of course, the Steelers have James Conner to back him up, and backup running back has been important in Pittsburgh given some of the injury problems and also, you know, suspensions that Le'Veon Bell has had over his career. But, you know, when you think about the Steelers running back position, especially over the past two seasons, it has pretty much just been the Le'Veon Bell show. He has gotten the majority of the touches. He has gotten the majority of the snaps. And yeah, when D'Angelo Williams was on the team in 2016, he got maybe a drive a game, maybe. Last year, James Conner got a couple snaps a game before his injury. The Steelers really just rode Le'Veon Bell the entire season. And you have to wonder in 2018 if that's going to be the case again. But I will say this, looking at the players that the Steelers have behind Le'Veon Bell, I'm impressed with the kind of talent that they're going to be able to choose from at running back. Now, I will say there's probably only one open roster spot at this point. I think Le'Veon Bell, of course, is a lock for the 2018 season, regardless of what happens with his contract negotiation in the next couple weeks. I think Roosevelt Nix is another guy who is a lock at fullback. He is a very underrated player for the Steelers, but he will definitely be a member of this team. I think James Conner, who was a third-round pick a season ago, I think he is also a lock for this roster. And so the Steelers, generally speaking, only like to carry four running backs / fullbacks, right? It's three running backs and then Roosevelt Nix. And so that leaves us with five players going for three roster spots. And those five players are Jalen Samuels, the rookie out of NC State, who fits more than just your traditional running back spot. I think he can be used in more of a hybrid role, someone who can split out wide. He can also play running back, and we can use him in the passing game in some interesting ways. It'll be interesting to see how the Steelers try to work him in during training camp and preseason. They also have Stephen Ridley, who they signed at the end of last season after James Conner's injury. Stephen Ridley, formerly of the New England Patriots. I believe he also spent time with the New York Giants. I got to be honest, he was one of those players, as I looked, as I watched back the 2017 tape, I know he only got time against the Cleveland Browns in that last regular season game, but I was very impressed. I thought he had a fantastic, fantastic day. And I got to say, he's like a little mini Le'Veon Bell in this offense. And, not to say he has the talent of Le'Veon Bell, but he does bring to the table all of the same things that you see out of Le'Veon's game, and that he's a good runner. He's a very good runner in that game. He was very good as a pass blocker. And they also were able to throw him the football out of the backfield. I think Stephen Ridley is a guy who, when we start talking about who could be not just the third running back on this team, but I honestly think, just judging by that performance last season and given the history that Ridley's had in the National Football League as a veteran player, if he has a very good training camp, he's going to push James Conner for a backup spot. I would not be surprised if Stephen Ridley is your number two running back come week one of the regular season. He's a very impressive player and someone to watch out for in 2018. Fitzgerald Toussaint, also on the roster. He has been a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers for many years now. I think he is most known in Steeler Nation for that unfortunate fumble he had against the Denver Broncos in that playoff game 2 years ago. And I think that's really unfortunate because he was not only a very good runner in that game and in that postseason. Remember, the Steelers had to use both Fitzgerald Toussaint and Jordan Todman during that postseason run. That was after LeGarrette Blount had kind of quit on the team. I'm sorry, that was when D'Angelo also had gone down that season. Sorry, the LeGarrette Blount thing was the year prior. But regardless, Toussaint, I think, has been a great contributor to the team over the past couple seasons. While he hasn't gotten a ton of chances, the most notably, of course, was that playoff run. I thought he had a very good playoff run. I think he is a guy who, again, checks a lot of the same boxes as we talk about players who can be used as a runner and in the passing game and as a blocker. I think Toussaint, while, again, not of the skill level of a Stephen Ridley or a Le'Veon Bell, he at least checks a lot of those boxes and gives the Steelers, again, some options there as the Steelers, if they were to have to replace Le'Veon Bell in some way due to injury or whatnot, the Steelers have some options at runners who fit Le'Veon's style so they don't have to change the offense to match the runner behind them. I think that, to me, when I looked at this roster, I thought, oh, well, you know what? The Steelers have actually done a very good job of filling out this roster, not with these kind of specialty players that we've seen the Steelers have in the past. And I go back a season ago and talk about Terrell Watson, who was a player who never really felt right on the Steelers roster, right? I mean, he was a guy who, yes, they used him as a kick returner, and I thought that was miscast. They used him as a short yardage running back, but again, Le'Veon doesn't really struggle in the short yardage situation. So yes, you want to take Le'Veon Bell, you want to preserve him and whatnot, but I'm just not sure that it's third and short are the situations where you want to take Le'Veon off the field. I think the Steelers felt the same way, as the Terrell Watson experiment only really lasted, I think, was like maybe Terrell Watson got like 5 or 6 carries a year ago before they ultimately went with Ridley at the end of the season. I think Ridley is a better choice there, right? So the Steelers don't have a ton of these specialty guys, right? A one-cut guy versus a guy who's better out of the backfield versus a guy who's a bigger back. They just don't have those guys, right? They have these kind of well-rounded players who, let's be honest, right? Stephen Ridley is not going to go be a starter somewhere else. Fitzgerald Toussaint, not going to go be a starter somewhere else. And James Conner, again, the book is still yet to be written on James Conner. So from a big-name talent perspective behind Le'Veon Bell, no, the Steelers do not have a D'Angelo Williams behind Le'Veon Bell. In fact, I think a lot of what's going to happen at the backup spot is going to really they're really counting on James Conner to make a leap year one to year two. Behind Fitzgerald Toussaint, you have two guys who could be categorized as the sort of roster filler training camp bodies that we have on the team this time of year when you carry 90 players that are going to get pared down to 53. These two guys are Jarvion Franklin, an undrafted rookie out of Western Michigan, and James Summers, a guy who played for the Arizona Cardinals a season ago and spent preseason with them last season and was cut at roster cuts. The one guy out of those two that really does intrigue me is Jarvion Franklin, because as we talk about the Terrell Watson types, we talk about a guy who is a bigger back who can kind of has a defined role but not necessarily going to fill in any sort of permanent capacity, you know, at these other positions we've talked about. Jarvion Franklin could be that guy. We talk about a guy who you're going to use as a bigger back in short yardage situations, that you want this guy who's kind of a bigger presence at running back. Jarvion Franklin certainly fits that bill. That's what he was at Western Michigan. I think the reason why he was undrafted is just, you know, there's a lot of questions about his athleticism, his burst, right? His ability to beat guys in space, his ability to get by defenders really in the open field is just a problem for him. He's not going to be a great pass catcher, but Terrell Watson didn't check any of those boxes a year ago, and he made the roster. So I think Jarvion Franklin, there's certainly a path for him to make the roster or potentially make the practice squad. As you know, as we start talking about practice squad construction, you know, having a guy like Jarvion Franklin may not be the end of the world there. Again, especially if we're talking about Le'Veon Bell going down, and now you have to promote someone like James Conner or Stephen Ridley to the starting spot. If you bring someone like Jarvion Franklin onto the roster now, at least when it gets to third and one, hey, I don't want James Conner running up the middle on third and one. Let's bring in Franklin. That, to me, is a perfectly fine roster construction. So maybe Franklin has a path to the practice squad as well. I think that's going to be interesting. But overall, I like where this team's at running back. Like I said before, I think Stephen Ridley is a very interesting talent to bring in. I think Jalen Samuels, as an X-factor type that they've wanted to have for many, many seasons now, you know, certainly he will add something in preseason, some intrigue to preseason as we start to figure out how the Steelers want to use him. Then the other question mark for me is James Conner, and what is the leap that he's going to make from year one to year two? We've heard so much about the offseason that he's had and how good he looked at OTAs and minicamp. And really, the thing that stood out to me was the talk of the body transformation that he's gone over year one to year two. I got to be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of James Conner coming out of college. He was amongst a rookie class of running backs that was very highly touted. And I thought James Conner, when evaluating those running backs, to me, James Conner was very much a middle-of-the-pack guy. I thought there were plenty of running backs in the draft a season ago that were better, that I thought could be better than James Conner. But to be fair to the Steelers, a lot of those guys were gone by the time the Steelers picked in the third round. So I'm not saying the Steelers reached on James Conner, but there are certainly a lot of question marks about James Conner. His ability to be a pass blocker, his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. We didn't see a lot of him. He only had 32 carries a year ago, and there were injury concerns about him that, you know, considering he only had 32 carries, he tore his MCL on 32 carries. I mean, you know, there's durability concerns with James Conner as well. But to hear the kind of body transformation that he's gone through year one to year two, and of course Tomlin praising him, Ben Roethlisberger praising him, he put out a picture through social media. And look, the guy looks ripped for year two. I mean, he does look like a completely different person. It reminds me of the kind of transformation we saw Le'Veon Bell go through year one to year two. Remember, we heard so much that offseason about how Le'Veon Bell was really working on his conditioning, working on training his body to go through an NFL season. And I'll tell you what, I was in the stadium for the opener that year against the Cleveland Browns in Le'Veon's second year, and it was a phenomenal performance by Le'Veon Bell. He looked like a completely different player year one to year two. It was great to watch. I'm not saying that, you know, James Conner is going to turn himself into Le'Veon Bell, but what I am saying is there is a lot that James Conner can work on year one to year two, and I think just the conditioning is a part of it. It's what we saw Le'Veon Bell work on year one to year two. Now, you know, the questions for James Conner are different than Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon was getting all of the touches that year. He was able to make his mark early. The question for James Conner is going to be, number one, do you win the number two running back spot? Which I think is to be expected that he should. And then number two, do you win over the coaches enough to get yourself on the field in place of Le'Veon Bell? The the number one versus number two running back thing on the Steelers is very interesting right now. Because Le'Veon Bell, of course, is the number one guy on this team. The number one guy in the NFL, right? He's the best runner. So you don't want to take him off the field. But you kind of have to at times, right? Especially, I think, what's going to be interesting about 2018 is if the Steelers do get that contract negotiation worked out and they sign Le'Veon to a 4 or 5 year deal, does that mean we actually see less of Le'Veon Bell in 2018? I think it's very possible that we're going to see Le'Veon Bell less if he's signed and more if he's not signed, right? If the Steelers sign him to a long-term deal, well, then they have an incentive to keep him healthy over a period of time because they're going to be paying him $14, $15, $16 million a year, whatever that contract would be. If they don't sign him, well, then who cares, right? Run him 400 times, he's gone next season, it's over, right? So I think that is an interesting part of this. I think the better James Conner is in 2018, the better it is for Le'Veon Bell, the better it is for the Pittsburgh Steelers in keeping Le'Veon Bell healthy and fresh as the season goes along. So I am cautiously optimistic with James Conner, year one to year two. Again, we've heard a lot of good things. I just need to see it on the football field. So we shall see how he performs next season. The one guy we haven't talked about is Roosevelt Nix, who I think is the most unsung player on this team, maybe the most underrated Steeler on the roster at this point. I think he's one of the most important players on the team, and I was thrilled when the Steelers were able to get him signed to a long-term deal. Now, we've heard Le'Veon Bell talk about what's going to change with this offense between the Todd Haley offense and now the new Randy Feuchner offense. And while I don't expect much to change, what Le'Veon talked about is he may be involved more in the passing game and maybe get less carries in 2018. I think that's fine, right? Because less carries than the 320 he got a season ago, I think, is what you have to do if you're going to keep Le'Veon healthy and fresh throughout 2018. But what I want to see brought back into the offense is the use of Roosevelt Nix. Not to say that the Steelers didn't use Nix a season ago. They did. But they certainly did not use him as much as they did in 2016. I thought 2016, they did a very good job of bringing in more I formation sets, of using kind of one tight end with a fullback or two tight ends with a fullback when they really wanted to get into that kind of, when they really wanted to get into a heavy set and run and let the defense know, we're going to run Le'Veon Bell right now, and I don't care that you know because you can't stop him, right? I think Roosevelt Nix fits Le'Veon Bell's running style to a T. And I get that, you know, the entire offensive line does because we have such an athletic offensive line that you can have guys like DeCastro pulling, like Pouncey pulling. A lot of our guys can get to the second level and be blocking guys downfield as Le'Veon uses his patient style to find and hit the hole. I get that, right? The offensive line fits that just as well. But I also think that Roosevelt Nix and his style of allowing Le'Veon to run behind him on plays. You go back and watch the Buffalo Bills game in 2016. I mean, that was a dominant performance on the ground, and Le'Veon gets a lot of the credit for that, and he should because he was great on that day. But I thought Roosevelt Nix had a fantastic game, and he has done that time in and time out, and that's why he earned himself the big contract extension he got this offseason. I think what's encouraging to me is that the Steelers did give him that big deal. And that does signal to me in some way that they are going to use, they intend to continue using Roosevelt Nix, not just as the great special teams player that he is. And it should be noted that Roosevelt Nix is one of the best special teams players the team has. But he's also very good just as a fullback. And I feel like the Steelers need to get that. I know that I formation and two tight ends and these heavy sets is not where the NFL is going. That is very much a part of the past. And the new thing is spread them out, run pass option, everything's in the shotgun. You know, I get all of that. But man, this team is very good. When you line them up with those five offensive linemen, you put someone like Vance McDonald at tight end, and then you put Roosevelt Nix at fullback, it is a very hard running game to stop with Le'Veon Bell and the patience that he shows in the running game. I'm hoping that's something we see more of in 2018, but that remains to be seen. Overall, I like where the Steelers are at running back. I think they have really good depth here, not just at the backup spot with James Conner, But behind him, with a guy like Stephen Ridley, Jalen Samuels as kind of a specialty guy who can be an X factor, I could even see, you know, this team using Jalen Samuels at, like I said, at a wide receiver type spot, or maybe keeping a roster spot open for him and only carrying five traditional wide receivers, and then having someone like Samuels as an X factor, which would again open up a roster spot for someone like a Stephen Ridley. I like where this team is at. I like, if you know, sending someone like Jarvian Franklin to the practice squad as a kind of bigger back. I know it's not D'Angelo Williams behind Le'Veon Bell anymore, and it's not a big name guy, but I gotta say the depth the Steelers have at running back is something to be excited about at this part of the season. Again, my guy to watch out for here at running back is Stephen Ridley, who I think can win that backup spot from James Conner if Conner doesn't improve in some of the ways that we're expecting in 2018. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can find me on Twitter at SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow to talk about the wide receivers right here on Locked On Steelers.